술 안
쳐. 이거 뭐해?
이거 뭐해?
너무 눈이 차려.
뭐해? I don't know.
So you do want to
do it? Okay.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to get off, show off some moves.
Hell no. I don't got no moves, my guy. No moves.
Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Tuning in your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
And welcome back to episode 68, boy. Double digits.
I don't know why, but to me, man, in my honest opinion, I think saying welcome back to the Bull City Pioneers sounds way, way, way better.
What did I say?
Welcome back, or welcome to episode blah, blah, blah. Well, I think it's 61 or something like that.
Huh? I mean, because I already said welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers podcast.
Oh, you already said that?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's okay. The beginning of the intro, my
guy. Oh, my bad. Okay. Right. Okay, now, keep doing what you're doing, man. I don't know what's wrong with me today.
You had a pretty busy day.
Man,
we were talking about cameras.
Yeah, man. Before this, we were, you know, trying to chill out a little bit because I had a long, long day today. It was stressful. I was going 100 miles per hour all day, literally from 7 in the morning down to like 6 at night. Right? Yeah, 6 at night. What time is it? It is 7. I've been going at it, so end the day by recording a podcast. Hell yeah. It feels good. You know, I like it, and I like doing this, so why not? You know, talking about that, one of the things that makes me stressed a lot, stressed the heck out of my life, are employers, bro. When employers...
You had work today, right?
Huh? Yeah, I did have work today. I hate when employers lie completely about every, like, even the position. Like, I've been in jobs before where they say you're gonna be working for this position, you're gonna have these tasks, positions.
You did that last episode where you messed up on a word.
Right. I stutter a lot, guys. If you haven't noticed, I stutter a lot. Just because of my background. And that's how I know I'm a real Hispanic. I stutter.
Okay.
When it comes to English, I stutter. Why? Because I'm a real Hispanic and I speak good Spanish.
somebody roast this guy.
Bruh. But now, I hate when employers lie about everything. And, you know, at the interview, they say one thing, but then when you start working, it's a whole different story.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yo, I hate, like, why can't you just be honest?
Yeah.
Like, somebody's gonna get that job unless it's like a really sucky job, but why not? Why even lie?
Or when they put like extra duties as like for your job,
goodness.
And it's not in like your job description.
Right. Like I've been at jobs before that do that. But one of my worst, okay, story time. One of my worst times.
Is it story time, Luis?
Story time.
And no more of that pushing bull crap.
You got space now, but. You know, I was, I'm not going to say when, but I was working at a place once. It was a big company in the RDU area. I've seen British people go into that place. I've seen literally diverse groups go in, especially for foreigners. I see so many foreigners going to that place when I did work, of course. But I start working there, and I'm like, cool, work my first week. Cool, work my second week. After those 2 weeks, you expect a paycheck, correct? It's only natural. I got paid bi-weekly. I was like, okay, cool, let's get this, let's, you know, run me my ones, you know what I'm saying? Run me that paycheck. Like,
where my coin at?
Like, you know, I stayed up late, no direct deposit. I was like, you know, it's my first payment. They're probably gonna give me a check.
That's tough.
I started work at 7. No, 6:30, my bad, not 7. 6:30, I start work. I get off at 6, 12-hour shifts. The day goes on. I ask him once. He's just like, oh, HR is dealing with checks right now. They're going to give them eventually.
Oh, eventually?
Eventually. That day. And I said, today? He's like, yeah. Day goes on. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I've already gone to lunch. I'm like, okay. People that have office jobs usually don't work after 5. It's already 3. where the hell my check at? I'm like, okay, if he doesn't speak up or doesn't give me a check, I'm gonna go physically up to HR and, you know, do what I gotta do to get my money. This is Friday, I'm trying to get my money, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, but everybody got bills. Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't know why employers do this, but you got bills just like I got bills. Just because you're in a higher position does not mean that you have bills that are more important than mine. You know, he's like, yeah, and you know, I asked my manager again, where's my paycheck? Oh, HR is still cutting checks right now. They'll be, you know, I'll give it to you soon. I let 30 minutes pass. I go looking for him again. I can't find him. So I ask other employees, other superiors, I ask them, where's this guy? Oh.
He bounced?
Yeah, well, let me finish. I'm gonna name this dude, my manager at the time, I'm gonna call him John. Okay, yeah, because he was white. John leaves.
Okay, continue.
John leaves. I know, you know, when you work a shift, you leave afterwards, right? After your shift is done.
I hope so.
But there's a difference about this guy. This guy left because his shift was done. But he left without giving me my money. I don't care if people leave.
Why you sound like a drug dealer? like a drug lord.
Because, man, let me tell you something, man. When you don't get paid, you get kind of salty.
Like, you're sitting back like this, too, like, legs up and with my money.
With my money, yeah. It's true, man. Like, when it comes down to money and you providing services for a company, you expect, you know, this is America. We're based on capitalism. I give you my energy and you give me money, right? That's how it works. But nah, this dude forgot how capitalism works. And he left without paying me. Not only that, it was a Friday. He doesn't come back until Monday. That's a no-no. That's a no-no, my guy. And I was like, okay. F this guy, I'm going straight to HR. Went up to HR, and call me a snitch if you want. I snitch on his ass. I snitch.
Tekashi gonna be like.
I turned up to Tekashi 6ix9ine and I spilled the whole soup. I said, I spilled the beans. It's like, you know, I haven't got paid.
Yeah.
Two, he ran away, you know, from paying me. Three, he told me that you guys were cutting my check and the check would be down in a little bit. And then the whole truth just comes unraveling out. This dude didn't even have me in the system.
Dude, that's some bull.
So that means I had an employee ID. I had an employee number, but he never reported hours for the hours that I worked. He never... like, I filled out a W-2, but he never gave the W-2 to accounting, the accounting, because the HR department and the accounting department is basically the same thing at this company. He never gave none of my information to them. And I was just like, you gotta be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. And the thing is, the next day was a Saturday. Busy as heck, because everybody's out on a Saturday. And I was just like, if I don't get my money today, you won't be seeing me at all. I'm out, my guy, because if you don't even have me in the system, that means that I'm not an employee. That means if I go out and get hurt on the premises, let's sue somebody.
It's a dub.
Yeah, that's a dub for you. You know what I mean? And I was just like, okay, like, well, I told the HR lady, you know, I haven't got paid. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We close at 6. You know, this guy never, you know, gave y'all my information. I've been working 12-hour shifts. I've been, you know, working without, you know, insurance, basically, because if I get hurt on the job, you know, I could sue. And I could sue for a considerable amount. Which I would have preferred that, but you know, since I didn't get hurt, so I had to continue working. But she was like, I'm sorry, you know, I'm sorry to hear you this, and They got on the phone with that dude and they blasted him, my guy. They blasted. When I say,
I just imagine you like in the background, like smirking, like,
even bro, smirking. I was happy, bro. I was like, bro, I didn't even feel bad. I was like, he deserves this. He deserves it. I don't even care. Because he was playing with my money, my energy, my, you know, like my body, because I'm working for you. I'm giving my body. No, I'm not like that. I'm giving up my body for you. You know what I'm saying? For this company. Dealing with these customers, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, this is impossible. I have to get paid today.
Yeah.
And she did. The HR lady, after. And not only that, we had to get the fixed ops manager. Mm-hmm. So this is a big company. We had the, he's basically kind of like the VP, the vice president of the company.
So he runs shit.
He had to get involved, and he blasted that guy, bro. I was like, damn. I still don't feel bad, though, but damn. I still don't feel bad, but, yo, that was like, bro, that's like my dad when I used to be a little kid and I used to do something that I wasn't supposed to be doing. Blasted you. I was like, damn, I've been in your shoes. Like 10 years ago, but still, I've been in your shoes, you know what I mean?
I still get blasted today, but I mean.
Right. So it's like, damn. But I was like, I don't care, you know.
My boy with the bag.
Right. And he didn't work the Saturday, the next day, of course, but on Monday, he had a grudge face, man.
Yeah.
He didn't even
want to talk to you.
I said, good morning.
Wait, so.
Good morning, John. No response. No response.
I like how you remembered the fake name you used to.
Yeah, man. John didn't talk to me, man. John, this is, oh, no, I'm not going to say that, but John didn't talk to me for probably like 1 to 2 weeks. And I was like, you know what? Still got my money.
So what's
up? You know what I'm saying? I don't really care. You got blasted because you didn't do your job. Managers get paid a lot.
Yeah.
Do your job. Managers, employers.
Crazy, bro.
Do your job. I'm sorry. And if you don't, you would have best believed I would have blasted his phone. If the HR lady couldn't help me, I would have blasted his phone. Definitely. Oh, heck yeah. And if that was my last day, I would have done something way worse. So let me just say, I'm going to give y'all a clue of where I worked. I've worked at multiple car services, or companies.
You're giving some info.
Yeah, companies that provide car services. This is one of the companies that I worked for at the time, and we dealt with cars, service for cars. I would have gone in where we keep all the keys. I would have grabbed all of them, and I would have just thrown them in the woods, water, and
what?
And I wouldn't have regretted that. I wouldn't, cause man, let me tell you something. You don't play with people's money. I'm sorry, but I said, this is a capitalistic world. You do not leave without paying your employees. I'm sorry. Without coming to an agreement. See, if you would have came to an agreement with me, I would have been like, hey, you can't today. You're busy. You want to leave early. You're going to pay me on Monday. That's fine. I'm down. You know, cut me a check on Monday. I'll go to the bank. Fine. Because, I mean, it's Friday. It's 5. The bank is already closed regardless. So that's fine. I'll come in on Monday. Like, I'm pretty, like, I accommodate myself for people. But when you lie to me, that's when you get it, when it's the worst. When you lie to me, and then, you know, you don't fulfill your promises, oh, hell. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It's like, you want to see hell? Oh, I'll show you hell. Definitely.
Damn.
That's easy.
You're threatening people now.
That's easy. Hell yeah, dude. Well, I'm not threatening people, but I'm just saying, like,
that's a threat.
You know, you want to see hell? I got you. I got you, bro.
Mess with this man's money.
No, never, my guy. If you want to see hell,
story cut short. Don't mess with his money.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like I said, man, you know, I'm flexible. Yeah. I am very flexible, but not flexible with lies.
Speaking of cutting stuff short, okay, so recently I had to cut stuff short. I guess kind of recent, but about like back in like early October, I think it was, or like mid October.
I know what's coming.
I have a friend
that he's kind of been like helping me a little bit with, like, you know, my whole photo thing that I have going
right,
on.
Right,
he's,
right.
He's kind of been like a sort of like a guide for me as
is,
well.
Is he not your friend anymore? Or
no, he's
oh, okay, friend. Okay, okay.
He's my friend.
And we're talking about closure, right? Closure.
What are you talking about?
Continue. You'll see what I'm talking about.
So he gave me some, like, because we were having, like, this deep conversation at one point.
Uh-huh.
And he was telling, like, we were talking about just life and, like, how to deal with stuff and, like, how to, like, use your passions to prosper and stuff.
Right,
like that.
Right, right.
And,
what did he say?
He told me that, like, you know, the between then, the middle of October
uh-huh.
and the middle of November, I was gonna have to, like, make a decision, you know,
and
think question, hard about some stuff that I've been working on, you know?
Question, how did he know that that was, that period was gonna be your period where you,
no.
where you, really?
No clue.
So how did that come into the conversation is my question.
Well, I think we were having like a spiritual faith
right,
conversation
right, right.
and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and I think he's more in tune with, like, the spiritual stuff,
mm-hmm.
from what I remember the conversation.
Right, right.
And, like, he's well into, like, reading books about, like, different
mm-hmm.
belief systems and all
yeah,
that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
and just,
yeah.
Just learning and reading and stuff in general. And he told me that, like, you know, like, if you're going to want to, like, start doing something different, like, between
mm-hmm.
now and then the middle of November, you're going to really have to think hard about some stuff and, like, and make a decision about something, you know?
Like,
and
cutting stuff off or...
I don't know. He just said, like, you're gonna have to think really hard about some things.
Right.
Make,
I mean,
probably make some decisions.
You know, trying to succeed
and,
in anything, you're gonna have to change stuff up, of course.
Yeah, and, like, it's so weird too, because, like, I only really realized this a couple days ago, but, like, it ended up being true. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was going through the motions, not really realizing that this was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up quitting my second job because, like, I just couldn't take it anymore.
Which one?
I mean, I do the same thing on both.
Well, like, which job, though? Because it's two different companies. It's two different jobs, my guy.
I used to, well, the YMCA.
Oh,
gotcha,
I quit
there.
Damn. It was about time, bro. But it must have felt great to just quit.
It felt like a weight just lifted on my shoulders,
oh,
bro.
Oh, my God. Tell me about it. I remember when I quit my job as well, I was like, fuck. This feels liberating. Like, walking out of that office, getting into my car, seeing that place for the last time.
Yeah.
I was like, ah.
What the fuck?
Yo, how is that? It felt good. It felt refreshing. I felt
yeah.
liberated. It was like, damn, yo. I'm out this bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not coming back. It's like, one thing that, I don't know if you can relate to this, but once you stay at a job with shitty conditions for a long time,
yeah.
managers don't worry about you leaving. Has that
yeah,
happen to you?
That's low key helpful.
Right, and I hate
yeah.
that. And I hate that because employers never understand
they think
that
you're not gonna leave.
I'm gonna fucking leave, my guy. And if you have something to say, something bad to say about me leaving, I mean,
yeah.
I don't work anymore. I don't work here anymore. So if you wanna get up and, you know, if you wanna go at it,
yeah. And we're just regular ass
Let's
dudes.
Let's go. You know,
we're just
I mean?
Regular ass dudes.
We're
so I know plenty of you guys, our listeners,
right?
Have
right.
Had
like
something.
We're you know we're normal people like everybody else watching this podcast.
We're still building up this podcast. So we
hell yeah,
we're
not there yet. I mean, hopefully, but you know, we're not there yet. We still gotta have a 9 to 5. You know,
but I've been biting my tongue for a minute now, bro. Like, I think I was
right.
there like 4 years, and like within the first year, I was kind of already sick of it. And, like,
see. That's one thing.
I was just there for the free membership, bro.
Bro, my bad. But that's one thing about you is you're a nicer guy than me. You bite your tongue way more than me. I bite my tongue, but I have like very short limits at certain points. See, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have made it 2 years there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm just like. That's
what I said, like, the only thing keeping me there was the membership. Because, like, I already didn't really work as often
mm-hmm.
as I do at my other job. I was
right.
only doing, like, 2-3 days out of the week
mm-hmm.
over there. But, and, like, 5 days a week I was going to the gym. So I didn't really have to deal with, like, the environment of being at work. I was
mm-hmm.
just there to get my workout in. But
mm-hmm.
still, it was just, like, just the work conditions and like having to deal with certain people. Just
some
like,
people, managers.
When I was on the job or when they were around.
Right, just, right.
I gotta deal with this bullshit.
Right, right. And that's just like, and they probably really thought, because you stayed there for 4 years, that's a long time. You stayed there for 4 years, they probably thought.
They were surprised. I heard from, like, yeah. I have a friend who's still there, and she told, well, I don't know if she did, but somebody told me. Like, they were like, what? I had to quit?
So, yeah, bro. I'm going to be here the rest of my life like that. Bro, that's funny. And see, that's the thing, like, especially for your situation, they thought that you were going to stay there long term. That, you know, they thought that, oh, he's been here for X amount of time. He's not going to quit even if we treat him shitty or even if we make him go through hell and back. And that's what employers need to learn, bro. Hell no. Fuck no. We bite our tongues a lot. But eventually we come out of it. We come out of it. That's the thing. And you bite your tongue more than me because I would say how do you do it, man? I don't understand how you do it. I know you need the funds. I know you need the money, but I can't do it, bro. I'm like, that's why I it's always...
the Hispanic worker mentality.
Right. But another thing is because... that's why another reason I have an emergency fund at all times. That's why I always, you know... And some of my friends or acquaintances / friends, you know, they think I'm cheap. But then I'm just like... I'm not really cheap. Well, yes, I am cheap, but that's because I want to have an emergency fund. You know what I mean?
No, but yes.
No, but yes. You know what I mean? Like, bro. Like,
This is a little off. Well, I'll let you finish. I was going to say something a little off.
No, say.
It's more like, it's a tangent.
Say it.
But, like, I had my older half-brother, he recently, like, visited us for, like, a day. And he's, like, really into, like, you know, that, like, he speaks, like, Cantonese and some Japanese, and he's into like anime and all that good stuff.
Right.
So I enjoy when he comes over because we get along very well. And he likes, I actually never asked him if he actually liked it, but you know the Pocky candy?
Yeah.
It comes in the red box, it's like a biscuit stick with chocolate stick.
Right. Yeah.
I got him one of those the night he came over. But like it wasn't Pocky, it was an off brand one. It was like a whole dollar less. And then when they gave it to him, he was like, man, what is this shit? Like, you got this from dad, didn't you? Like, on the cheap side. And I was like, no, I did not. Bro, I wasn't getting you with that intention, you know? I just got here, I'm seeing you after 4 years, and this is what you say?
Damn, nah, man, I'm sorry.
It wasn't like an insult, though. It was like, it was more like, you know, like brotherly, like.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like back and forth type stuff. So.
But I mean, it's like, you're trying to save money, you know, not, you know, at your peak, at your prime. When you are at your prime, let's talk when you're at your prime, but you know, you're not at your prime right now, so damn, he didn't have to put you on like that. Dang,
that's,
man.
That's actually an interesting topic that just sprung in my head, actually. Uh-huh. Like, that whole just broke mentality.
Broke mentality?
Yeah, like, it's crazy, because after that happened, I was thinking about it, too, like, it was like a realization that just hit me. I was like, damn, I actually do kind of do that. Like, because my dad, he does that a lot. Well, I'm guessing, like, any Hispanic dad would really do that.
Right.
Really.
Yeah.
If your dad is more traditional or whatnot, they're more likely to look at the secondhand thing or, like, you know, for anybody really
would
do that. But, like, he does it, like, obsessively sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then I catch myself doing that sometimes too. And then I thought about it after the fact that happened with my brother. And I was like, it's interesting because it's like, why am I thinking this way? Like,
if
I want to get to where I want to get to with like the podcast and the photography and all that stuff, I can't have this cheap like mentality all the time, you know?
Right.
Because then it's interesting, like thinking about that, because you can't think cheap all the time, because then you're just gonna stay there.
Right. And at the same time, it goes back to the saying, you gotta spend money to make money, correct?
Yeah.
You know, you gotta have that quality. To get that quality, you need to spend money on good products and good equipment for you to get that good quality, and then hopefully make that jump and get paid for what you like doing, which is photography, podcasting,
real estate, yeah. all that
good. There's a difference. I feel like there's a difference between like people who off the gun, like off the bat, they right. go ahead and just like spend a whole bunch of stuff without doing anything mm-hmm. really. Versus like somebody who's started off with like, you know, the cheap stuff or like
yeah.
thinking wisely about what they're spending on and then gradually building up and being able to, you know, afford those nice
right,
that
right.
nice equipment or like, nice whatever. Mm-hmm. So like, but it's different when like you've been doing it for a while and you keep doing the same thing. Like
right.
the same mentality for like the same things, like a fucking box of Pocky.
Right,
like,
but
what's 50 cents gonna
yeah,
do,
right,
you know?
Right. But there's also a difference because sometimes, you know, you have to make sacrifices for you to reach your goal. And then, you know, there's a difference between a sacrifice and you being cheap all the time is what I'm trying to say. And
yeah.
right now we're making sacrifices. We're young, one, and two, we have a goal and we have to accommodate and sacrifice a couple of things before we, you know, reach our goal. Like, it's fine to sacrifice things in order to, you know, fuck, I can't even speak. you know, to you know, go forward and try to reach your goal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's shit.
So I guess it was good for us to be cheap in the beginning.
Right, right.
But like, even though we're still like, you know, still learning, it's okay to be cheap.
But still start increasing, you know.
Like, y'all know what we mean.
Yes,
hopefully y'all know what we mean.
Yeah, right. Like,
If you're creative and you create any type of content whatsoever, let us know if that's like, you know, relatable.
Yeah.
If you agree with what we're talking about, like having that whole broke mentality.
And going back to having the emergency fund, sometimes it's not about being cheap. It's about accommodating so you have an emergency fund and you
yes.
are saving money. Because
that's
I'm
smart.
Honest with you, like if I want to have what I have. For my needs, for my expenses, I have enough. Like, if I want to quit my job tomorrow, I can. But that's because I have an emergency fund. I, you know, not all college students can say that, which is kind of, I feel bad for them, but a lot of college students cannot say, oh, if I wanted to quit my job tomorrow, I'd be good.
Damn, bro, you're coming for a lot of people's lives.
Hell, well, no, I mean, if that, no, but if you feel like that, that's like, you know, I'm firing shots, and that motivates you to start saving more.
Yeah, I'll power to you.
I'm happy about that. But to the people who haven't reached their prime financially, or are not in like the higher zone of being close to their prime financially, start saving money. It's you know, just create like a rule. This is my rule. This is what I do. I save between 40% and 50% of my paycheck.
Paycheck.
Yeah, right. Well, first I pay my bills, and then after I pay my bills, 50% of that, and then the other 50%, I use it for, you know, if I want to go out and eat, I can, you know, use that money to go out and eat and have fun. I guess spending money. But one thing that I always do is I have a 10% rule where I calculate the 10% of my spending money. If it exceeds my 10%, I don't do it. But it has to be something that I can live without. So if like I need gas or like, you know, like I'm in a emergency, I'm not gonna. I am going to spend it. But if it's like going out to eat and it exceeds my 10% rule, 10% of my spending funds, I don't. It's like, you know what? It ain't even worth it.
You can take some notes.
Take some notes. Now it's good. Yeah.
I mean, you spit knowledge right now with the whole financial shit.
Nah, man, it's not even that. I have had some success, but, you know, it's not what I want to call success. It's probably success to other people, but I want more. I want more.
Yeah.
My God, hell no. I'm motivated. I want more. That's all I'm gonna leave it at. So one thing that I want to do on this podcast that we haven't been doing is growing up Latino.
Oh,
what
you
guys,
missed it. You missed them segments.
Hey, man. What we got? We'll tell it, Hector. What we got? Oh, shoot.
So actually, no, we just did a segment, right? Story time,
right?
Music.
Oh, yeah.
But
y'all know that I was coming with the fire relatable picks. So today, I have this one has that grown up Hispanic. Well, I'm not gonna turn this one obviously because you can't see it. It says no one.
Hashtag growing up Hispanic. No one. Hispanic mom trying to make you talk to your tia. Oh my God! Show the picture now, bro.
She's right there.
Oh my God. That used to get so. Man, I'm gonna be honest with you. She did. They still
this happened
do
recently?
That. No, they had not recently, but they still do that to me. They still do that to me, man. Like,
you literally be like on the toilet, then busting into the bathroom, like, hey, your tia's fucking. That's how
I mean,
bad
like,
it is.
Yo, man, I don't want to talk to that woman.
No, it's funny, bro, because it actually happened when my older brother was here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so obviously, like I mentioned, like we hadn't seen him in about like 3 or 4 years.
Right.
And when he was here in the night, one of my cousins from Honduras, my cousin's husband was already with us for the month because they had visited us like several weeks prior, and he stayed to work one. He was in the nighttime. His husband like called us. She just wanted to talk with
him. Talking.
And then she realized that he was at the house. And then they passed the phone to him. And he did not want to talk to her.
Really? What did he do? Explain what he did. Because I know.
No, because he's just that type of person too. Like he doesn't really want to be like you know.
On the spot.
Yeah, like on the spot. Like anybody would feel that way too, but it's just like, it's just that fact. Like, people put you on the phone, like right then, you're just like,
I don't want to, man. I don't. Like, it's not, sometimes it's not even the fact that I don't want to speak to them. I'm not in the position to speak to them. Like, I would take the call, but I'm just not like, okay, for an example, like, you just came from school and you have to get to work. Or you have to start on homework, and you have somewhere to be or something to do quick, and you're rushing, you're going 1,000 miles per hour, and then your mom's like, talk to her. I was like,
bro, you know what I've been doing right now?
What? Like, bro, like, I'm going 100 miles per hour trying to get all this stuff done, trying to get my life together, and I'm just like, I don't want to talk to mi tia, man, like, and then I'll be like, hey, how you doing? And then they
dry ass talk.
and not only that, they drag the conversation. Uh-huh. They drag that thing. You know, it's not like a hello, how you doing? Oh, cool. Hey, what you been up to? Okay, cool. Bye. It's more like a hey, how you been?
Yeah, they really tie that song.
How's that? How's school? How's your girlfriend?
They always gotta hit you with the how's
your
girlfriend.
Tell me about it. How's your dad? You just talked to him. How's your mom? You just talked to her too. How's your sister?
Yeah, brother, I always ask that shit. Like, you just talked to them.
So how's school? What are your grades taking? What classes are you taking? What are the names of your teachers? Do you like your classmates? What's the name of that school you go to?
Some random ass questions.
What room number is your classroom at? What's
you're all the way to Honduras. Why the hell do you care where my class is?
What's the address to your school?
You're all like,
what's the zip code?
Oh,
why was it named that name? Really? That's so cool. So what's the address of the place you work at again?
My face the whole time, bro. Oh my God. Oh my God, that's a thumbnail right there.
What you think? What do you want?
Oh my God.
Time is money.
Bro, parents don't get it.
Like, is it that important?
Come on, Dia.
And see, that's the thing. I'm the type of person where I like to talk to my family members. But if I'm busy and I'm doing stuff and like, or they ask me like questions like that, I'd be like.
And then your mom and dad get angry with you when you don't want to talk to them.
Or like I try to give a good response, but then they think I'm being smart.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're done, bro.
I'm not.
You let off a lot of smoke today on this episode.
Bro, give me a shot again. I'll give you more smoke, bro. Shoot. I'm just like, bro, it's like, this is not an efficient way of living life.
Yeah.
This is not efficient. How are you living life? This is not efficient whatsoever. Come on, tia. Come on, tio. Come on, primo. Come on, primo. You know, like, my grandma, my great-grandma, you know, my great-grandpa, man, when he was alive, rest in peace, he was sharp. He lived life efficiently. There was no asking me about what zip code my school is at.
He got to the point.
And he said, how are you? You know, how's this? I'm glad to hear that you're good. Please call me another day.
I know, pass me back to your mom.
Let me greet
my other nephews and nephews.
Right, like what matters is the amount of calls, not how long each call is. You know, you can get to the point in one phone call.
Still don't call every day.
Right. Like, you know, we call, you know, they call. Like, as long as you call like once a month, once every 2 months, like that's pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
You can catch up pretty quick. But I understand if you haven't talked to that person in like 10 years, I can understand that, but you know.
And sometimes, like, I don't know if your mom does it, but my mom, she just slick with it. Because she sometimes passes the phone to you because she doesn't want to be talking
anymore. Right! Oh my God! Like,
you gonna do this to me?
Because they're busy. Yeah. They're like, yeah. So you're busy, that's why you don't want to talk to them.
So
I'm busy too. Oh, no.
Are you gonna give me this burden?
This is the funny part. When they try to be not only, like, you know, kind of slick with it, but when they're slick with it, you don't even get a chance to say yes or no. It's like,
yes.
Hola, sí, ¿cómo está?
Aquí te paso.
Aquí está Luis conmigo. And then they don't. No.
No, I'm acting.
No. But I'm saying, sometimes they don't even tell you that they're going to pass you the phone. They're like, oh, Luis is right here. Like, they put their phone up to your face. And I'm just like,
well, like, you know the whole WhatsApp?
WhatsApp, the app.
Oh, WhatsApp.
What's up?
Actually,
now
they have like the video call.
Yeah, right. Oh,
yeah. Put it in your face so you can't duck and dodge that
like,
shit.
Right. Like, people don't even need FaceTime anymore. Like, every phone doesn't have to have FaceTime. Like, you don't need an Apple product. Like, now you have WhatsApp in English. But you can FaceTime people and you can text and you can call and all that good stuff. And now you can't dodge that thing, bro. You can't be like, oh,
game over.
They about to put it on your face. You just gotta dodge that thing. But nah, bro, it's like
they put it.
Here he is.
Selfie mode.
I'm like, oh shoot, man. It's over. Like, bro, you know what I'm about to be doing? Every time I see that, oh, okay, let me get some tape. Tape it.
Put tape over the camera.
Heck yeah, shoot.
Or just hang up and say the fucking phone died.
Bruh! Yo! That too, bro. Yeah, have you ever done that?
No.
Oh, I have. Oh, definitely. That was one of my techniques, bro.
What?
Oh, he's like, tia!
I can't hear you.
No la puedo escuchar. ¿Cómo dice? ¿Cómo? ¿Cómo? Yeah, that's how it be, bro. That was my technique, man. I can't hear you.
Oh my God.
I can't hear you. Oh man, growing up, bro. This has been my whole life, to be honest with you.
This just still happens.
Bro, but to start wrapping up, you guys, it's been pretty good today. What's the pioneer question for you? I'll do a statement. What do you want to do? Question or statement? I can do both.
Okay, you can go ahead and do both.
No.
You said you can.
I can do either one. Either one. I'll let you do a question then.
You know what I realized too? We didn't do the questionnaire thing that we said we were gonna do.
Right. We need to do that.
Leave questions for us, you guys.
Next podcast for sure.
For that, but I kind of want to just leave something related to that. Like, have you ever hung up on your tia or your tio while on the phone?
And if you have. If you have ever hated talking to your tías, tíos, primos, primas, friends, family friends,
Love them to death, boy.
Love them to death. But if you busy or you don't want to talk or they call too often and, you know, you're trying to get your life together and do homework or do this and that, just be like, hey, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Beep.
Best technique. Proven technique by yours truly. Many, many times. Many, many times.
What's your pioneer thought?
Pioneer thought. That was my pioneer thought.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, try to connect it. Try to connect it. Like an anaconda.
When you don't want to talk no more, hang up the phone.
It almost came out. Hang up the phone.
Whatever.
Okay, yeah, whatever. But thank you guys for tuning in once again to the Bull City Partners podcast. Remember to like, subscribe, and share. Remember, we like, we love listening, reading comments and feedback to the podcast. What you think we should do better? What you think we should do worse? I mean, yeah, I guess worse. just anything. Comments, likes, shares. We love that. Thank you guys for tuning in once again to the Bull City Pioneers. I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Peace out.